You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
If ever we thought we were going to get a boring start to the year, we're certainly looking at that. Well, we're not looking that way at all, and things are looking to be very interesting. Late yesterday, the United States came out with a statement around the blacklisting of a Tencent, and that rocked Asian markets, it rocked South African markets, it's still continuing to rock markets if we look at some of the movements today. I'm joined on the line by the head of asset management at AG Capital, that's Henry Biddlecombe, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of what's happening. Good evening, Henry. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very alarming statement from the United States. Is it warranted? Does it carry merit? And what exactly did they say?
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah, so I mean, it's obviously it's a big story for South Africans, just given that Naspers is the biggest stock on our market. So it means a lot more to us than it means to the rest of the world. To answer your question, is it warranted? Look, I mean, this is pretty procedural, in my opinion. Basically, what the U.S. Department of Defense have done is they've added Tencent to a watch list of Chinese companies that are or could be working with their military, the People's Liberation Army. And of course, that's something that a country like America would want to watch in an official capacity.
Mm. Henry, for me, it sounds as though this is, as you said, not necessarily surprising from the U.S.'s perspective, but are there any companies that the U.S., from a Chinese perspective, hasn't put on the watch list yet?
Yeah, the list isn't extensive. And, you know, it's not to say that these companies are considered kind of an immediate threat to national security. You've actually got to look at how China works. It works very differently to the average kind of Western country that you and I understand a little better. You know, the lines between military and civil environments in China are a lot more blurred. The Chinese Communist Party actually legally require all of their companies to support the People's Liberation Army. So any resources or data that a Chinese company has are required to be made available to the Chinese army. And you can imagine a company like Tencent has a huge amount of data, huge amounts of users, and tremendous technology capabilities that could be useful to an army in certain situations.
Mm. This sounds very much like the conversation that happened last year around ByteDance and their subsidiary TikTok in the US.
Yep.
And then information
exactly.
Data from that perspective. Is this the start of a different kind of leg to some kind of trade war? I mean, I'm thinking about what we had in the pandemic and what we had coming out of the pandemic around all of the tensions and the trade war between the US and China and all the implications thereof. Is this just a new form of that war or an extension of that war, but this time being fought on the digital front?
Yes, so now you're starting to ask the right questions. I mean, this is symptomatic of escalating geopolitical tensions between the two countries, especially with an administration like Trump's coming in over the next couple of weeks. And I think we're going to see more of this, not less of this. And just to add to that, I mean, you know, the Chinese kind of tech space has been under the cosh for years now. It started with this huge regulatory onslaught domestically in China. And just after they seem to have, you know, gotten through that, now it seems like they're falling foul of escalating tensions between the two countries. So, you know, whereas the NASDAQ, the U.S. tech market's up around 100% over the last 5 years, that space is flat. So now you've got to ask yourself, okay, the news is bad, but the stocks are cheap. So do I sell U.S. tech and buy China tech? That's maybe a question to ask.
Mm. Well, I'm going to ask you that question, Henry, because as an asset manager, as AG Capital, you look at global markets.
Yeah.
Do you think that the pressure that's being placed on China at the moment is too much or a bit unreasonable? Or is it just the fact that it's coming from the U.S. and for the longest time they've been able to call the shots?
Yeah, so you're full of great questions today. So I think after the last 5 years, what I will say is China should and probably will trade at a meaningful discount to the U.S. structurally. But, you know, how big should that discount be? Well, that's what's up for debate. Do I think that China tech is a good relative opportunity right now? Yes, I do. So I'd probably be shorter U.S. tech and longer Chinese tech as a kind of tactical play for now, for sure.
Speaking of US tech, that run-up that we saw on the likes of NVIDIA and what we're seeing now with these tensions, how do we anticipate that the tensions are going to affect global tech spaces? Because a lot of China's response has also been around things like banning certain precious metals that the likes of NVIDIA would need for their products. Are we... I feel like South Africa is going to get caught, if we're not already caught, in the crossfire. And how do we just kind of navigate the tech space from an investment point of view?
Yeah, so the thing is, I mean, you know, that's such a strategically important space for the world right now. But it's also such a concentrated industry. You know, there's a handful of companies that can produce the silicon and the chips that you need for kind of I don't know, the pinnacle of the AI kind of tech space. So, you know, sure, it'll be I don't know what to say to you. There's not much that you can do. You know, I guess the two countries over the next kind of decade can make sure that each one has a semi-independent kind of supply chain. But right now, everyone's so intertwined. I just don't know how realistic that is.
Sounds like we've got a complex thing on our hands here. Henry, before I let you go, how do we, as South Africans, avoid being on the receiving end of these sorts of moves? Because it seems as though we could be in for quite a volatile year.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you look at our broader market, we aren't really exposed to that sort of thing. I mean, our broader stock market is certainly very exposed to the health of China. But, you know, in terms of the specific tensions between the U.S. and China, I suppose maybe it's a net negative for us. I just maybe think there's more risk in equity markets generally right now than there has been over the last 5 years. So be cautious. Don't take huge risks. And, you know, I probably like China over the U.S. on a 6-month to 12-month view.
It's certainly going to be a bumpy ride, and we have lots to contend with. But thank you so much, Henry, for those insights and for the time. That's Henry Biddlecombe, who's the head of asset management at AG Capital, joining me to take a look at the US's decision, or the US Defense Department's decision, to blacklist Tencent, or rather place them on a watch list, and how that's affected our markets and how it'll continue to affect global markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.